The Alter Rebbe explained that the difference between Maisa Hatzdaka and Avedas Hatzdaka, Maisa Hatzdaka implies something that is already done, a tzedakah that is already done, already accomplished, and is a constant and ongoing thing. That refers to the tzedakah, to the kindness that comes from the teva of the godly soul. Because the godly soul, or the nefesh, comes from the divine attributes, and in the midas, in the attributes above, the kindness is stronger than the severity. Therefore, in the neshama also, the kindness is stronger than the severity. So the kindness comes natural to the neshama, and when that kindness expresses itself in tzedakah, that's called maisa hatzedakah. The tzedakah that always was and is constant and ongoing, since the neshama is constantly renewed with this tendency of kindness. Then there's avedas hatzedakah. Avedas hatzedakah means when a person pushes himself far beyond his nature and beyond his will and comfort level and gives tzedakah far more than his nature allows. Today's shiur for the 11th of Elul is on page 236 in Igeres HaKedesh. The number at the bottom of the page is 456. We are six lines from the top. Zeh shekosuv, and this is what it says, v'hoya maisa hatzedoko, that the maisa hatzedoko leads to peace, shegam hatzedoko hanikra b'shem maisa, which means that also the tzedoko that is called maisa, and not avedo, v'loy b'shem avedo, Afal Pikein, still, even though it's not an Aveda, it is only the Maisa Hatzdoko, still, Bisarusa Dilatata, Sarusa Dilaelo, by the arousal below, we cause an arousal above, and this is Ma'ezer Gilui Eirein Sev Baruchu Ba'or Rabbo, V'Hashpo Atzuma. This arouses and draws out a great godliness that it reveals itself above the nice Sholim b'mreimov, and this brings peace in the heavens, the gam b'palmal yeshomato, and also on earth, in the struggle between good and evil. Rakshab eilam hazeh hashofo, it's only that in this low world, lowly world, lo yizgal lehasholim, v'habirur, upirud haram lehatev, the peace that this brings, and the purification and the separation of good from evil that this produces is not revealed, although it happens here below, but it is not revealed ad esketz, until the time, the end of time, when unholiness will come to an end and be removed with the coming of Mashiach. The leib is man ha-golos kenal, and not during the time of golos, as we mentioned before. So although there's an effect that the Maisa HaTzedakah has, not only above but also below, in this world, in that it brings peace between the holy and the unholy by subduing the unholy, but that is not revealed until Mashiach comes. Rak b'olam katan hu ha'adam, except for in the person who is the miniature world. On special times when God is available, God is close, zut vilo, this time is the time of davening, as we said before, that through the preparation of tzedakah, you can come to see godliness in the davening. So during that time, the person does feel the effects of this sholem, of this peace, that the Maisa HaTzedakah brings. Ach acharat filo yucholi es harachez v'nir b'kao, but after the davening, it is very easy for the evil to reawaken ulehisariv b'teiv, and to once again get mixed in with the good, kashi yishalich b'cheshkas elam hazeh, when the person goes out after the davening into the darkness of worldly affairs. So during the davening, the goodness and the evil were separated, purified. But after the davening, they can easily again be mixed together. Ah, hatzdoko bebechinas avedo, but the tzedoko that is called avedas hatzdoko, that goes beyond the nature, beyond one's tendency, hine me'ashe yikoro godlo, my loss of b'me'ed me'ed, since it is more precious and greater than the other level of tzedoko, in that, in giving tzedakah way beyond your nature, you are overcoming your nature and dismissing your physical tendencies or natures. In face of God's will, so he's putting aside his will in favor of God's will, and that subdues the unholiness. And then God's glory is revealed, as we learned earlier in Tanya, that through the subduing of Klipa, godliness is revealed, and it's not only an ordinary revelation of godliness, but it's the kind of godliness, the kind of light that is revealed, that comes only after darkness, which is a greater light, is Ilo Zeis, Ein Hara Yocholi Yes Eid, Chese Venir Bekalus Kol Kach Me'elov. After this kind of tzedakah, and after this kind of davening that follows from that tzedakah, the evil is not easily aroused, can't return very easily of itself, Zak Im Ha'odom Ye'edezen Uv Yam Shechenu Al Atzmei Chas V'Shol. There's still freedom of choice. The person still has the possibility of involving himself in evil, but then it has to be a decision on his part. He has to awaken the evil and draw it back onto himself, God forbid. But of itself, the evil has been so subdued that it can't of itself return or again get mixed together with the good. That the result of tzedakah, which is avodas hatzedakah, there is hashket, there is calm, and there is security forever. Hashket hu miloshen sheket al shmorov. The word hashket, which means quiet or calm, also means settled or rest. As it says, sheket al shmarav, resting on its dregs. Dehainu shahashmarim nifradim legamrim in hayayin. What does it mean that the dregs are resting, that the dregs of the wine separate completely from the wine, v'neiflim l'mata legamrim, and they sink to the bottom. V'hayayin l'maylo, and the wine above the dregs is zach v'tzol b'tachlis, is pure and totally clear. Galderach zehu ba'avedas hatzedakah. The same is true also in avedas hatzedakah, in the tzedakah that goes beyond our nature. Hashmorim, the dregs, hein b'chinas taruves rasha b'nafshei, which is the little bit of evil that is mixed in with the good in his soul, nevarir v'nifrad ma'at ma'at, they become separated from the good, and selected out from the good, ad shenefel lamata l'mekeron, until they sink or settle to the bottom, they fall to the bottom, l'mekeri v'sharshe, to their source and root, to kameshikosu v'sash l'bimtzeles yom kol chatosa, and that's what it means when it says, and you will throw their sins into the depths of the sea. In other words, that the sins, meaning the unholiness, separates itself from the pure wine, from the good stuff, and sinks to the bottom, to its source and root, which is described metaphorically as the bottom of the sea. And so the benefit of Avedas HaTzedakah over Maisa HaTzedakah is that Maisa HaTzedakah brings peace, but that peace is not necessarily revealed in this world. Whereas the Avedas HaTzedakah, because it is a greater subduing of evil, it is therefore a greater revelation of godliness. And this greater revelation makes the peace that is brought about through the tzedakah, it makes this peace visible and obvious. And therefore, after Maisa HaTzedakah, the person can experience godliness, but it doesn't remain clear and pure. After the davening, the evil returns of itself, whereas after Avedas HaTzedakah, when the person gives more than his nature allows, then when he experiences godliness in the davening, the evil can't come back of itself. The person would have to bring it back voluntarily and draw it down onto himself again, because the Avedas HaTzedakah brings a more permanent effect on the klipa, so that the klipa is subdued permanently rather than temporarily in the davening. And that's the result of Avedas HaTzedakah, is not only peace, but hashket vavetach. It is a settling where the klipa, the unholy, settles to the bottom and never again interferes with the godliness. And that is betach ad oilon, and that is for sure and forever, because of itself the klipa will not return. In today's Hayyim Yom for the 11th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that on Shabbos Parshat Tetzeh in 1843, at the Kiddush table during the day, the Tzemach Tzedek said that this world is a world of falsehood, and therefore even the good in this world is not pure, but is mixed with impurities. And therefore it must be purified by our efforts to raise ourselves upward, as well as purified from above, that God has to purify us from above. Olam Haba is the world of truth, unlike this world. And in Torah, there are discussions of matters which may appear negative, yet the same matters as they're studied in Gan Eden and Olam Haba are actually positive. Then the Rebbe began to sing and indicated with a motion of his hand that everyone should join him. His sons began to sing, and then all the Chassidim joined in, and the singing aroused and inspired all the hearts. When the Tzemach Tzedek stopped singing, he said that in this world, the meaning of the passage of the Gemara, that the one who studies Torah liprokim, means one who studies Torah intermittently, at certain times. In Gan Eden, where time is not an issue, they interpret the passage, the statement, liprokim, to mean that he studies Torah, and the Torah takes him apart. The words of Torah permeate and take him apart, because the word liprokim can also mean in parts. So the way Torah is studied above in heaven is a more positive and a more godly way than it is studied here below.